Dionne Warwick has sold over 100 million records and over 75 million singles, among them 25 million albums. One of the most charted vocalists of all time, 56 of her singles making the Hot 100 between 1962 and 1998, 12 of them in the top 10, over 80 singles in total through today, either solo or with others, and now a Kennedy Center honoree. Congratulations. The show will be on what will be tomorrow night on CBS. Dionne Warwick, a pleasure to speak with you again.
Well, you as well. How have you been?
I've been well, thank you. I think you've been a little busy, haven't you? What did it feel like when President, and we'll talk about some of that. We don't have time to talk about all of it. That's how busy you've been. But President Joe Biden looks at you and gives a lovely speech and says, Dionne Warwick, but I know... But he is a fan of your music, and he's commented about that before.
Oh, yeah, he is. And he also, when he leaned into me, he says, I goofed, didn't I? Yes, you did.
Did he really? All right, well, yes. The songs from Bacharach and David, famously, very difficult to sing. You may not know this. There's actually a forum online with people commenting, just ordinary folks, on what the hardest Burt Bacharach songs are to sing. And the winner is Promises, Promises, followed by Captives of the Heart, a not as well known song, and a more recent mm-hmm. song. You know, I know that you're asked all the time, what is your favorite? And, you know, they're all like your children. You don't have a favorite, is what you say. I'm curious about this. What is or what are one or two of the more difficult songs that they've said, okay, sing it? And you say, oh my gosh, you must roll your eyes, but yet you do it.
Well, I think you already gave the ones that are not the easiest to do. Anyone who has a heart is also one. Mm-hmm. But it's because of the time signature, the changes that Bert felt he wanted to write that way, and that's how he wrote it.
And there
and
you are.
If you want to sing his music, you got to sing it the way he wrote it.
Yeah, but nobody could do it like you. You know,
well, that's because they're written for me. You know, it's like a well-tailored dress. Nobody can wear the dress but me when it fits in my body.
And it wasn't only Burt Bacharach and Hal David. It was Burt Bacharach, Hal David, and Dionne Warwick, which at that point in time, a couple of things. First of all, you're a female artist participating in really what is the production of the music. And also you happen to be an African-American female artist. It was unheard of at that point, and you didn't get credit that way, but today we know that's the case. Can you talk about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was quite interesting how everybody was kind of put into a little box, and fortunately they couldn't find a box that I fit into.
Well, that's true. And you were charting at the same time as the Beatles and as the Rolling Stones, and their rock and roll music was kind of the music of the day. And in fact, there's a great story about this other performer we've heard of named Elvis Presley or something, who said, I'm a fan of Dionne Warwick's too. Can you tell that story?
Yes. I went to his rehearsal, my Aunt Sissy again. The Sweet Inspirations were doing backing work for him while he performed in Las Vegas. And I was opening in Vegas at the same time, but I wanted to meet him. So I went to the hotel he was performing at, and was introduced to him. And he told me then that he was a fan of my music. And he said that he would make an announcement up on the stage tonight that anyone who goes into a record store and finds a Dionne Warwick album, they were albums at that time.
Yeah.
I will have a signed photograph of myself placed inside of it. And he did. It was the most amazing thing that ever could have happened to me.
I imagine you sold a lot of records at that point in time.
More than I've ever sold in the state of Nevada.
And you continue to do that through today. So this past year, you partnered with Dolly Parton with a song called Peace Like a River. And right now with Damon Elliott, who happens to be your son, you have a tune out called I Kneel, which is a it's an inspirational song, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, and that's what the CD will be, songs of inspiration. I think we need that right now. We're going through such a maddening time in our lives. You know, it was really chaotic, and we need some words of inspiration and of love and of hope and of joy and laughter. I mean, it's time. We got to get it back together.
Okay, so let me ask you about that. And you have a book coming out, I believe, that'll be called What the World Needs Now. Of course, you sang that song, Message of Love and Hope, but not advice because no one listens anyway. That's a part of the title, or at least the tentative title.
Exactly.
But I'm going to ask, well, you're a wise person. At least that's what Twitter says. So I'm going to ask you for some advice. This world right now is upside down. That's clear. With everything going on in the world, and in the United States included, what would your advice be? No offense, I'm not sure one song is going to do the trick.
Well, music has played a very, very big part in it. But, you know, it's a little thing called conversation. It's something we have lost sight on. Nobody talks to each other any longer. Everybody's getting carpal tunnel from doing text messages. you know, we really need to start talking and trying to understand each other a little more than we are.
Well, you know, you were
and
once.
That's the best I can do that. I think once we get to talking with each other, a lot of things can be solved.
You were once an ambassador, really, to the United Nations. I wonder if you would do this for America, if we could send you to Washington, D.C., and close all the politicians up in the same room with you. And you did this with rappers, very famously, and you said, stop it now, guys. I'll let you tell that story. But
yeah.
have the Democrats and Republicans in the same room with Dion, anti-Dion, and I'm thinking they'll have no choice but to figure all this out.
this was such a bad idea.
I like it. And, you know, I mean, because I think what you say is right. I mean, even back in the day, very famously, when Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill, if you remember those names, they were on two sides, but they'd have dinner and drinks, mostly drinks maybe, together.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They knew the worth of words.
And you did, in fact, since I brought it up, now we have to explain this, you did invite all of these rappers back in the day to your house, and you said what to them?
Exactly. You know, I wanted them to know that since they thought I was part of whatever problem they thought I was creating for them, I wanted them to make me part of the solution. Give me a way to make, you know, get what is it that you need for me to let you know I am not your problem at all. And our conversation created quite a wonderful outcome.
Well, it made a difference. I mean, at that time, to be clear, you were complaining, I believe, about very publicly about the lyrics in some of those songs that were degrading to women and also used language that would even make me blush, right?
Exactly. You know, like I told them all. I said, you know, you're at an age now where you're not thinking about you might get married, but you will. And once you get married, you're going to have children. And one of those kids is going to be a little girl. And that little girl is going to hear what eventually one of those songs that you had, that you recorded, and she will ask you, is that you, Daddy? You know, don't think that she would appreciate being thought of as someone with four legs and a tail.
And next year, I think it's next year, there'll be a movie out, a biopic of sorts or something, with Teyana Taylor as Dionne Warwick. We're running out of time here, but can you give us the 411 on that very briefly?
Yes, it's basically a series based on my music and my travels and my book. And Teyana is wonderful. I cannot tell you how impressed I am with her. It'll be sometime next year, that's for sure.
Well,
but I can't wait to get started on filming her. She's anxious to get started too. So it'll be out, and everybody's going to love it because it's telling the truth again.
Well, you are all about that. If it's on your mind, I have a suspicion you say it. And you bring people together. You've been doing that as long as I have been on this planet, singing songs of love and inspiration and togetherness and talking about that, too. And you've heard all the accolades. All I can say is so well-deserved. Congratulations, Ms. Warwick.
Well, thank you so very much. I certainly appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.